It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robinhood Radio's intrepid, fearless, and possibly humid reporter. I think I'll leave it there. Hey, Ruth, what's going on out there?
We had two very nice ceremonies this week with Lieutenant Governor Susan Bisewitz and Veterans Affairs Commissioner Ron Welsh. They came last week on Monday to Cornwall and then again on Wednesday to Sharon to honor Korean and Vietnam War era veterans. They're going around the state doing this. Not surprisingly, out of the whole group, there was only one Korean vet. used to be, you know, you had, those were the younger ones from the World War II ceremonies, but time is passing. She has done this before. Bisewitz, when she was Secretary of State, she started because of doing it for World War II veterans, realizing they were disappearing very quickly, and so wanting to do something before it was too late, she is going around the state for these ceremonies for the Korean and Vietnam vets. She gave some interesting facts. There were 36,000 American casualties in Korea and 58,000 in Vietnam, and she talked about the experiences these veterans had, and then several of them spoke up. She asked if people wanted to talk, and they did. Met many of them, especially in Sharon, not as much in Cornwall, but some did. And as I said, very touching, and these men, particularly those from Vietnam, were very happy to, you know, when they came home, they were not treated well. And as one person said, it's nice to be formally welcomed back into society.
And that's been a more recent thing. I just want to say it's actually the Korean War, June 25th, 1950. So we're a day away from that anniversary.
Mm.
Wow. And it lasted to July 27th, 1953.
Well, you know, the lack of good welcoming back of the Vietnam veterans that you mentioned was really sad, because I think, if I recall correctly, Vietnam was one of the first times we've seen this guerrilla warfare type stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And where these people would have to make a choice when a small child approaches them with gifts of food, would have to decide whether they take the food and blow up or kill the kid. And just the sad kind of things that had to happen there.
And that's what she said. They fought under different terms. They didn't know who their enemies were. And of course, a lot of them came back with toxic chemicals in their bodies.
Yep. Agent Orange.
Agent Orange.
Yeah, that was probably one of the most horrible wars that ever happened. I'm not so sure we have that much of it these days in war. But
yeah.
Then again, it's who knows, right?
Come on. War is war.
Yeah, horrible. War is, and there's more and more of it every day, it seems.
And one fellow is in Sharon is writing a book because he went through PTSD, and this is a way to, you know, to help him deal. So there was a lot of that, too. A lot of these people came back with scars that you can't see. So, again, I don't know if she'll be coming around to other towns in the area for this, but it was very heartwarming, and everybody who came was certainly appreciative. And they each got citations and, I think, a pin. So that was nice. Went to the chore service gala or garden party on Saturday night, but who knew there were two Sir Dam Mountain roads in Sharon?
Partial.
Yeah.
I just have to go on record to say I discovered that, and who knew? And I was like, well, but, and he said, it was the stupidest conversation I've ever had. But yeah, there are two.
Well, they are nowhere near each other. And this poor woman who lived at the one of them at the a dead end was sending cars all night back to the other one, and it was quite a trip. Sharon has lots of miles. And
Sharon has lots of miles, and it's dark, and they're windy roads, and all.
Yeah, it was.
Trees look the same.
I did get there finally before it ended, so that was good. But again, Chore Service provides home service for seniors and disabled. The best part, I think, is that it gives employment to local people. So the clients prevail, and the workers certainly benefit from it. It's a great, great, great program. It was developed and founded by Ella Clark, who sadly passed away this past year. But it has grown, and the Sharon, the Northwest Corner Chore has now gotten together with the Litchfield one. They've merged, and so it's even better, and more clients are being helped. So it was a lovely evening once I got there, and a great event. I see that Heidi Truex, the minister at Trinity Episcopal Church in Lime Rock, is leaving. She's retiring at the end of this month. I was surprised to see that. She's been there a long time, and a very beloved pastor. So we'll see who comes and fills those shoes. Not always easy recruiting ministers and pastors. We've seen that a lot with churches combining and merging and so forth. So, but hats off to Heidi for all she's done. And looking ahead, we've got not much.
We've got a big race weekend coming here in Lime, or over there in Lime Rock.
That's true, and there was quite a controversy over the roads and detours.
Yeah, they've issued a full.
I of course, this is my route to work, so I have I have an interest in this, but so far I can't figure out for the life of me where the actual closures are.
Yeah, I don't know, but I know they had several meetings on where to put it, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, it's out there and published. We're going to try and do a little something to help explain it from this end, because when you read it, there's a lot of times you're just sitting there with a question mark over your head saying, where do I go?
The Gold Dog subdivision ended its hearing. That's the one that's 24 units off, well, it's off Hospital Hill, and it's off Amenia Road in Sharon. It's been before planning and zoning. There's controversy over it, obviously, you know, whenever there's a development. But planning and zoning closed its hearing, and now we'll be deliberating, and the members have 65 days in which to come to a decision. So I think they'll be deliberating quite a bit on that one.
Yeah, and people need to remember as well, once they close the public hearing, there's no further comment from anybody.
Right.
It's just deliberations of the board. So if you don't have your comments in by the closing of it, which has now occurred, no further comment. Sorry, that's the way the rules work.
Mm, yeah. Nor can the applicant say any more. Yeah.
That's correct.
And last night in Canaan, they held a meeting. This is a controversial issue as well. Well, first it was to approve the state troopers contract, which they do every year. Yeah, I guess it's every year. Other towns don't do that, but Canaan does. And they're also voting on making the tax collector, the assessor, and the treasurer appointed. And this has been a topic of conversation in a lot of towns, and a lot of towns have done it. Seeing that it's difficult to find qualified people within their towns, you know, everything used to be elected. Now, many towns appoint because they can get, they have more of a pool to choose from. You can get people from out of town this way. You, if they're elected, they're, you're confined to people within the town. But some people just feel, you know, they want to keep the same method. So we'll follow up and see what happens on that.
That one's always controversial when it comes up. But, you know, the bottom line to a lot of this is the same deal. All of the qualifications, as you mentioned, are necessary and required. So just because you, and it seems that they don't have written anywhere that there are requirements to run for the office. Essentially, if you want to run for it, you run for it. And to have somebody on the job, then having to go through training and certification and all, is expensive and probably not a good idea.
And then here's me weighing in with my usual, well, who made the rules and what are they? And you know, it's like, where did the rules come from? I mean, people, you know this as well as I do. Everyone knows this. You know, they follow rules. They don't even know where the rules came from.
Well, the state puts in, they come through the state. They're a state.
But what Mike is saying is that the rules are not actually codified on this one.
No, not on the election part. But, all the rules come from the state. They have to meet the requirements regardless. But if you're electing and someone's coming in who has none of the training, you're going to be paying for the training. You're going to be running an office that's training. And it's just not a healthy idea.
Yeah, there have been incidents in which people have been elected and totally, I don't want to say incompetent, but unknowing of what to do.
Well, they were lost in the forest, you know, because there again, you could say, oh, I'm an accountant for the treasurer's part, but the requirements for state, federal grants and these kind of things are just over the top in regulation, and you really have to have someone who's trained and who also is able to connect with the proper places. Anymore, it's become with all those jobs, they shouldn't be elected off the street. They're professional positions that need to be filled in a professional way.
It's not a popularity contest anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, but as I say, there are folks who feel that they haven't had enough information that it, you know, for the Canaan positions, and they would like more time, and we'll see.
And
one never knows in a boat.
I think you said it before, but I'm just confirming. That's North Canaan?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The other towns, most other towns have...
I think just about every... I can't think of one that does elect, or any that do elect that I'm aware of. But I know here in the northwest corner, North Canaan has always been the end. They did the same thing with zoning. They were the last ones to bring planning and zoning
after they brought it in and then took it out again and then brought it back.
And Salisbury did the same thing in the beginning back in the late 50s. Brought it in, got rid of it, and brought it back again. So
the town clerk in Salisbury has been appointed for years.
Yep, that one's for years.
That was for years. The last go-round, like 2 years ago, they did Falls Village, and that was acrimonious, too, making the town clerk appointed. But they're not sure about their assessor and tax collector, but their tax collector is a tax collector. And that's another thing. They share. The tax collector in Falls Village works at other towns, as do the assessors. I mean, that's a big help, too, because of lack of
The smaller towns end up with a shared employee.
Right.
The bigger towns can afford to pay one for just themselves. But
it makes a lot of sense because the small towns can, it's financially suitable to them.
Right.
So anyway, that's North Canaan. The only other thing I'm thinking about is July 4th, and I assume the association, Salisbury, will have its due at the Grove. It's the only town that does anything, as far as I know, for July 4th.
Fireworks at the park. Is Lime Rock on for fireworks this year? I haven't even looked to see.
Huh?
I'll have to check that out.
Rotary?
Rotary stopped doing it. They just found that it was over the top to do for them.
Did they get it last year?
And they gave it up.
Mm.
No.
Mm.
No, they gave it up. The park did it last year.
Yeah. Well, this is kind of, you know, the doldrum season. Not too much people are away. There are not too many meetings.
Well, now it's hot. Hot and humid, everybody's staying indoors.
Yeah, I blame. And it's too bad. There are certain functions that just, you know, like our library sale down here, you can't ask people to sit out there in 100-degree weather and sell books.
No.
Anyway, is it?
Yeah, so.
Oh, well, we get through it. It comes every year, unfortunately. Let's see. Yeah, almost July here, so I guess it's on time.
We'll just see how long it lasts.
Yes, we will. Just hope that all your air conditioners are in tip-top shape.
And that everything is working.
And we should also say, there are cooling centers in most towns.
Yes, a lot of towns do have them.
Yeah, and people really, if you're in dire straits, should be calling their town halls.
And if you know people that live alone, elderly people who may not have AC because they don't think they need it, check on them frequently. Make sure. And hydrating, too. Another, I heard one person say in a conversation the other day, well, I drink lots of Diet Coke. And it's that is not hydrating.
No.
Water is hydrating. You know, beer is not hydrating.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it's the exact opposite. So.
Now, our fearless leader, former fearless leader, he used to say that. And it's like, no. Also, people don't realize tea isn't hydrating. Things with caffeine and... chemicals aren't hydrating.
That's right.
Just throw that in there on top of everything else. I'm still trying to figure out where fireworks are, but you guys.
We'll get it figured out. We got a little bit of time.
More than a week.
More than a week.
But back in the day, and when I say back in the day, I mean before people had their minds so fried by the sectionization in. Social media, where you think that we get calls for events that are happening tomorrow. This whole thing about radio, ladies and gentlemen, is repetition. You got to give them time. It's not tomorrow. It's in a few weeks. So we're in Radioville. I would just like to throw out that the 4th of July is technically speaking upon us. So anyway, but you'll figure it out.
Just a touch over a week.
Right. And away we go. All right, so am I supposed to thank everybody, or did you have more to say, or where are we at?
That's it. But again, just remind people about those cooling centers, because I think that's really important.
And and you're right about that. You're also, and Mike is also right. Check on your older friends. No skin off your...
and even some of your younger friends that think they can do this without air conditioning. These heat indexes are really high, and I don't recall them being that high when I was growing up. We didn't have the air conditioning and stuff, but, again, you've had environmental changes and stuff, so it's a much more brutal thing to combat, so you check on everybody.
Somewhere about, heat stroke could be deadly.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So, people that have heart conditions, there's all kinds of things. But everybody should
There's also
check
medication that doesn't work well in the heat or the cold.
Yeah.
So,
check on everybody. Make sure you're hearing from people during these hot spells. And, if towns are having, because I've noticed this doesn't always happen, if towns are having cooling centers, they need to get out there and let it be known.
Right.
Because a lot of times this is one of those things, again, that slips by the wayside. And somebody says, well, didn't you know there was a cooling center? It would be a nice thing if they laid it out and said, in the hot weather, we will have this available.
Mm-hmm.
So another thing to throw in there.
All right.
So now that we're done throwing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If we're done throwing stuff, that's
I guess it's
fantastic.
Time to,
Thank you both. And this has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Robin Hood Radio's rambling, roving, and intrepid reporter, Ruth Epstein, on Robin Hood Radio.